Right, I'm back, folks. Part two. Now, when I bought my two clocks the other day, Chris also bought one. And I'll come to this one next, because we bought it at the same shop as I bought one of the mantles. This is a black slate. Now, Chris doesn't own a black slate. And this is a beauty. Sorry about the one ticking next to it. It's very loud. But here's the black slate.
I looked at the thing and thought, that is going to be pricey.
Hang on a second. Hang on a minute. Excuse you.
Pardon me.
We thought this was going to be really pricey. We were thinking three figures for this. And it cost the very princely sum of 36 British pounds. And my mantle cost 38. Can I make him chime? Is that all right? He's gonna be wrong. Oh, that's...
Oh, dear.
That's one that I've had for a while, but we'll let that one stop a minute. Doesn't hurt that she's on here.
She's making a presence known,
yeah.
Yeah, he will strike because he's a wreck.
Yes.
He's got a nice strike. He's fairly fast.
He has.
But he's gentle too.
I have a black slate. It's not running at the moment. He is running, actually. That's a lie. He does run, but his rack sticks. Right, here we go. Let's get this one to chime for you.
Still can't believe I'm a proud owner of that.
That you can hear between chimes is the rack, if you're interested. Right. Oh, sorry, that was the door shutting. Now, today I had two more. Chris had one, but it doesn't work. I had two more. The first one is a Bentima. Just, again, half-hour strike. That's here.
They're a common British make.
I'm going to open the door a minute, because he's fairly shy, this one. Oops. Sorry, I touched the phone there. Here we go. Nice tick there. Now I can make him chime. Sorry guys, you're all going to be wrong, but for the purposes of recording... to start jamming.
Yeah, that's what I meant from earlier on when I mentioned it. It reminds me of one of mine that does that.
Oh, sorry you. I may have stopped you there. Oh, no, I haven't. Now, this one that's the loudmouth is another German hauler, but it's a half-hour strike. I don't need to open the back. I will open the back just to give you
the full
whack here. Listen to the tick on that. Now, I can't make this one strike because it's a different movement. It's a count wheel. And if I get this one to strike, if I move it on and get it to strike, it'll be out of whack with itself. Well, actually, no, it won't, because all I have to do is stop him and start him again. Actually, it's getting on to 8 o'clock anyway, isn't it?
I'm not entirely... Yeah, I think so.
Bear with me. Oh, I've got loads of time. This is another hat-shaped clock. You got the time on your phone or something you can give me?
I can give you that.
Oh, there he goes.
Nice.
How interesting was that?
59.58.
I didn't touch him though, he just went of his own accord.
That is cool. Like you knew you were.
Oh dear.
It's 2 minutes to.
Right, okay.
So you can knock him off from there.
Mm?
You can knock him down for a minute.
I'll silence him.
Sort him out.
For a minute. I am expecting another one, which we think Stop a minute. That's it. Which we think is a timepiece, which I don't have in my collection, which means that it doesn't strike. But he hasn't arrived yet. When it does, I will document it.
The one that I got that doesn't work is a square one. It's like a carriage clock. And it will tick if I persuade it.
Just a little.
Little balance wheel. Yeah. But it quits out. It just doesn't keep running.
It was described as working, but
it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work now.
No.
Sadly. So, yeah, I've been clock buying, folks. They are everywhere.
It's been a long time since you did.
At the moment. So, I'm going to stop this now. And we're going to go and sort all these clocks out, because most of them now are the wrong time. Anyway. Oh, that's the cuckoo. I have got a couple that are not running at the moment. My other cuckoo being one of them, because she needs work. Oh, there's the grandfather. Oh, I'll let her strike just to finish off.
I love that.
Because we haven't heard her on here for a while. That, I think, is a good note to end on. I'll speak to you soon, folks.